Hey guys, Jay Agone with Keepsakes. This is episode 101 of the podcast. You know, last August 12, I was invited to talk to the students of the Pasig City Science High School. This is a girls and boys wellness talk organized by the Inner Wheel Clubs of the Philippines, District 380, and also organized by the Rotary Club of Mucha ng Pasig, in which, disclosure, I am currently the president for this term. So this is about bullying, and I am tasked to talk about bullying awareness and prevention. And given the time I had, I made it a point first to make the audience aware, make them aware of bullying first. So that said, enjoy listening to this talk.
To all our stakeholders in this event, protocol observed, good afternoon. I am tasked to present bullying awareness and prevention. Pero gusto ko mag-focus sa awareness because you cannot just simply prevent bullying by saying, stop bullying. Mas mabuting malaman na muna natin kung ano ito, bakit ito nangyayari, kung ano ang kahinatnan na lahat ng mga involved. So allow me to take off my mask and sunod. We have trigger warnings and spoiler alerts indicated in this presentation. So sige, let's move on to the next. Yan. Bullying is a sensitive topic that involves aggressive behavior and affects anyone. So before we proceed, let's look back at the definition of bullying. Next, ang pambubuli o pananakot ay maaaring tukuyin na kinasasangkutan ng paulit-ulit na pagpapataw ng mga negatibong aksyon na naglalayong magdulot ng pinsala o kakulangan sa ginhawa sa paglipas ng panahon laban sa isang individual na hindi kayang ipagtanggol ang kanyang sarili sa physical o psychological na paraan. This was based from All Views 1996. Pina-Google Translate ko lang ito. Kung malabo pa rin to sa inyo, next. Ito yung ibig sabihin niyan. Natitira yung G dito, no? Pero okay lang yan. Bullying. Ano ba yung bullying? From that definition, paulit-ulit, negatibong aksyon, at nagdudulot ng pinsala. So, kung bully ka, sa madaling salita, gusto mo mag-suffer yung binubuli mo. And next, ito naman ang sinasabi sa batas. RA 10627, Anti-Bullying Law of 2013. Punching, pushing, shoving, kicking, slapping, tickling, headlocks, inflicting school pranks, teasing, fighting, and the use of available objects as weapons. Ito pa. Causes damage to a victim's psych or emotional well-being. Slanderous statements or accusation that causes the victim undue emotional distress, name-calling, tormenting, commenting negatively on victim's looks, clothes, and body, and cyberbullying. So ito po yung nabibilang sa definition ng bullying ayon sa batas. So, tama. Offline or online ang bullying. Next. Base sa PISA or Program for International Student Assessment, they made a survey in 2018. Filipino students are most exposed sa bullying. Ang mga estudyanteng Pinoy ang pinaka-exposed sa bullying. Gaano ka-exposed? Next. 65%. 65% lang naman. Pero gaano kalaki ang 65%? Next. 65% is way beyond the 23% average among 79 countries that joined the global survey. In short, madalas talaga tayong bullyin. We have a culture of bullying in the Philippines. And this is reported sa Philippine Star. Ha? So this prompted like House of Representatives to pass some regulations and all. So next, may isang ginawang mahalagang research si Margaret Sanapo sa mga estudyante sa Western Visayas, at dito nakita ang iba't ibang uri ng pambubuli. Survey says, mas marami ang nakakaranas ng verbal bullying sa kapwa mga bata, 6 out of 10 sa lalaki, 5 out of 10 sa babae. Next, so bakit nga ba nambubuli ang bully? Sa kasunod na datos, karamihan ng mga sumasagot ay nagsabi na gusto nilang gumante. 44% of respondents said they want to retaliate. Gusto mong gumante, of course. Following that, next. So, yun nga. Ito pa. Ano ang nararamdaman ng mga nambubuli? Or nabubuli? Galit. 30% of respondents said that they felt anger. And then sadness at 18%. Some 17% felt like crying. Sunod. Ito nga. Pero itong malupit. We have a culture, we have a cycle of bullying. Kasi the cycle of bullying continues, paikot-ikot tayo. Look at this research mismo, no? As expected, and I quote, as expected, victims reacted negatively to being bullied when the majority reported feeling angry towards their bullies. This anger could have motivated some to get back at their aggressor when they got an opportunity because, based on sa pinakita natin kanina, it shows retaliation as the most common motivation of bullies who used to be victims in hurting their targets. So, if this research shows something, next, bale, ganito ang nangyayari. Sunod tayo. Binuli ka, kumanti ka, tapos ikaw na ang bully. Ganun ba? Do you believe in this? It depends though. So, yun nga. This is very sensitive. May mga scenario tayo ng mga binuli na gusto gumanti. Eh, ang masaklap, eh, nakakuha sila ng sandata nila without adult supervision. And then, mababalitaan na lang sa TV sa kabilang bahagi ng mundo ang karumal-dumal na nangyari sa ilang mga estudyante na hindi na nakauwi sa kanilang tahanan. Napakasaklap. As much as I'd like to explain that in detail, siguro hintayin ko muna kayong tumanda ng konti and then you'll know kasi this is a safe zone. Schools are safe zones. So, yun nga, asan ang hustisya? May ba tayo? Next. May mga halimbawa naman tayo ng bully, ng mga bully na nagbagong buhay na. Susunod. There are many, many examples. You see this? You're familiar with this? Have you watched this? Ano yung review nyo on a scale of 1 to 10? Very good. Nanood nga kayo. This is A Silent Voice, animated by Kyoto Animation, adapted from, I believe, a manga. And it talks about a deaf si Shoko. Right? Ni Shimiya Shoko. Na nung kabataan nila, etong si Shoya, eh, bingi na nga itong taong to, sinigawan mo pa, eh, isa yung hearing aid. O paano yan? Eh di lumala yung sitwasyon ni Ateng. Next, sunod tayo. Oh, ito na example. You're familiar with this? I want to hear your opinion on this. Ano bang masasabi nyo? I want someone from the audience. Okay. Someone who's, with the three ladies, yung nasa gitna. Yes? Yes, hello. Hi. You have your thoughts on this? Les Seraphim. Kau. You. Sige, medyo nahihiya. Pero yun nga, Les Seraphim, Kim Garam was involved in a school bullying incident na hindi natin alam kung mapapatunayan pa. Kasi, there's data, there's substantial evidence, pero naglabas to ng saloobin niya after niya ma-terminate sa Hybe. So, I don't know. Napaka-saklap. Meron din tayong isang example. Next. Naapektuhan yung buhay niya, no? And currently, we have this issue at hand. Again, schools were supposed to be safe spaces. Pero what's happening in the Philippine High School for the Arts? Sinasabi nila may culture of bullying daw. Harassment. Hindi natin alam. And DepEd is taking action on this one. So, yun nga. Mas patindi, naiskandalo pa sila. Nagiging national news. This is national news. And sana nga masolusyonan yung issue sa bullying mula sa ibaba hanggang sa itaas, from top to bottom, grassroots. Kasi kung sakaling ikaw yung bully ngayon, sunod tayo, kung ikaw ay isang bully ngayon at lumaki kang nambubully, next, sunod, bully ka ngayon, meme ka na bukas. Diba? Isa ka ng meme. Although nakasensor yung itong image na to, what's this? Ano to? Ito yung tinatawag nilang bugbog o dignidad. This happened inside the school. A prestigious school, mind you. Diyos ko. Kaya, ito, naging kahihiyan sa buong eskwelahan. The student was dismissed. The mother was asking for forgiveness. The son, the one here, that kid there, of course, tao lang rin yan. Of course, people won't see that. Diba? Hindi mo nakikita ng mga tao yan eh. Kaya syempre, gusto makaganti eh. We love the underdogs. Sino yung underdogs? Yung binugbog niya. Diba? So, yun nga, magiging meme ka kinabukasan and you will deal with it terribly for the rest of your life. Another example, next. You will carry the weight of your actions. Kung loko-loko ka ngayon, dadalhin mo yan sa hinaharap at sa kinabukasan. Look at what this doctor is. Kita nyo to? Of course, naka-blur pa rin yung mukha niya. Pero ang sinasabi niya, di ba? Isa na siyang meme! Isa na siyang meme! He will feel sorry, pero it's too late. So, remember, next, you will carry the weight of your actions, magsisisi ka, pero wala na, too late na, kasi yung nabully mo ngayon, baka in the future, what if you are the bullied and you're still being bullied growing up? Next, lack of self-esteem, powerlessness, isolation, self-harm. So, ang storya, so spoiler alert lang, this is Shinji Ikari of Evangelion. This is a 90s anime. Mga batang 90s yung mga nakaka-relate dito. This aired on ABS-CBN. Ano ba nangyari dito sa taong to? It took him a while to give himself courage. He had family issues. So, yun nga. Wala nang tiwala sa sarili, kabado parate, parating walang kapangyarihan, gustong mapag-isa, gustong saktan ang sarili para mawala ang sakit na dulot ng bullying. Next, bullying leads to long-term emotional damage. O, di ba? Fantastic. Sa ulit ng The Conversation, let me read this, basahin ko. To quote, while some of these such as post-traumatic stress disorder are easy to spot, others may be more difficult to recognize, and these can range from inexplicable bouts of anger to a lifetime of feeling inferior to other people. Let me ask everyone of you, Pasians, do you feel inferior? Mababa ba ang tingin ninyo sa sarili nyo? Yes or no? Bakit? We have many reasons. So, it's all a matter of trust, trusting yourself, esteem. Siguro we'll get back to that kasi nakakapanlumo yung sagot ninyo eh. Yun nga. So, balik tayo. No? Next. Ito. Doon sa mga nambulan na before, I hope you realize this. This is also from Margaret Sanapo's survey in 2017, 5 years ago. Balik tayo. Ano ang pakiramdam ng mga pambubuli nila pagkatapos? So, eto na yun. 31% of respondents felt sorry, then guilty. Ilan lang sa kanila nagsabing they felt good after bullying someone. Next. But for the 31%, most likely they can relate from, again, Shoya from A Silent Voice. Nagbabagong buhay, hindi masyadong makapagbagong buhay. It also took him time to change. It also took him time to realize his actions. Na nagsisisi siya sa kanyang mga kasalanan, hindi nakikita ng mga tao yon. Because what people remember, again, is yung nagkasala ka eh. Eh, nagkasala ka, you embarrass yourself, right? Bully na inako ng kasalanan niya, ang kasalanan niya, humingi ng tawad sa binuli niya, pero again, it took him a while to gain trust for himself and for others. Next, so, congratulations doon sa mga nakapanood ng Silent Voice. Ano? Doon sa mga di pa nakapanood, watch yun na. And you already know why. Next, now that we understand that bullying and its, what bullying and its long-term effects are, sunod, it's our turn to take action. Prevent it from happening and build better friendships. Bakit ko po muna sinabi na we should be aware of bullying? Malay nyo, sa Facebook comment section, pinagpipistahan nyo yung isang, I don't know, hindi nyo trip. Annoying person. Instead of trying to understand him. Even trying to understand him. Of course, it takes effort to understand people. Like, again, no one's an island. So, yun nga. It's our time to take action, prevent it from happening, and build better friendships. Kung may nakita ka na hindi mo gusto at hindi mabuti ang iyong sasabihin, dili ka na lang mag-talk. Ano eh? Kung binubuli ka, huwag kang matakot na masaktan. Stand on your ground. You know your worth. Again, you know your worth. And that speaks for your character. Kasi hindi ka pumatol sa bully. Nasaktan ka, sinaktan ka niya, panalo ka pa rin. Bakit? Hindi ka pumatol sa bully. Paano kung nakita ng mga tao yon? Siyempre, people will root for the underdog, right? Tama? Alright.
Hindi naman ako mukhang nangangain ng tao, no? So, yun nga. Next slide. Ito, if there are parents who are here with us, ito na yung last part ng aking presentation. I'm ending my presentation with this website, makeitsafe.ph. Doon sa mga magulang na gustong unawain ng kanilang mga anak para sa ikabubuti nila with understanding and empathy, no? May glossary of terms dito to help you check kung yung anak mo ay may problema or need nyo explain ang mga bagay na sa mundo na dapat at hindi dapat gawin. So, medyo maliit yung ano dito, no? Pero it says here, awit. Yikes! Big yikes! So, basically, this website exposes all of us, but for the benefit of our parents. Kasi again, mapalad ang mga nagkakaintindihan na anak at magulang because sa panig ng anak, naintindihan nila kung bakit pinapayo sa kanila ng magulang ang mga payo na dapat nilang gawin sa buhay. At sa mga magulang, maging kampante sila na yung anak nila, pinalaki nila ng maayos. So, mahirap maging magulang. Nasabi ko na rin yung sinabi ko last Monday sa kickoff natin, ano? Na, yun nga, mapalad ang mga anak at magulang nagkakaintindihan because they have good relations. So, with that said, naway may natutunan kayo at may tumatak sa inyong puso at isip. Maraming salamat po!